Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Some news breaking over the last 48 hours or so with the great Josh Reynolds. Grub, he has been included in the Canterbury Bulldogs top 30 for season 2023. Great story here. Even if, you know, if you're a Canterbury fan, obviously fantastic, but even if you're not, I think everyone supports Grub and absolutely loves everything about him. There was a period of time in our game where I think a lot of people, he sort of got on their skin and everything for the way that he acts and the way that he carries on sometimes, but I think that, you know, and I was saying this the entire time Josh Reynolds was playing and everything he was doing and some things would annoy people. He does it out of nothing more than absolute passion, and I absolutely love that. Obviously, guys, like, oh, I'm not a Canterbury fan or anything, but I love watching a guy who genuinely cares about the jersey he's wearing, who genuinely wants to play for that jersey and who will do absolutely anything for that jersey. And I'm not sure if there's a player in this competition that personifies that more than Josh Reynolds. For a guy like him, when he left in, what year was that? 18, 19, something along those lines. When he left the Canterbury Bulldogs and obviously went to the West Tigers, an absolute shit fight that it was. The Tigers paid overs for him. Josh would have known that. But an opportunity like that, I can understand why. You can't turn that down. You've got to take care of your family and whatnot. And obviously, all everything in Josh's personal life hasn't worked out perfectly over the last few years. But it looks like it's all leveled out again now. And he looks really happy. And, you know, when he left Canterbury, those scenes at Belmore that night, you would honestly think that the guy had won two or three comps and he'd been the captain for 10 years. But in reality, he was a utility that came in. Was he a halfback? Was he a hooker? Was he a 5'8"? I don't know. He became a 5'8 just because he's a goer. I'm not convinced he is a 5'8". I'm not convinced he's ever been a 5'8", but I wouldn't tell you he's a hooker either. 5'8's probably his best spot, but the thing that sums Josh Reynolds up is that he's just a footballer, and he is just a goer, and he just wants to win. He's got a will to win. I've always said with Josh Reynolds, if you put him in a skill tester with the other 5'8s, him and Trent Hodgkinson were a classic example. You put them in a skill tester, I think they'd really struggle. I think their passing game is not at a high level. Kicking game's not at a high level, but they're just goers. And you can get a lot out of a goer who's passionate. And that's what Josh Reynolds is. And you think about, you know, they took that Canterbury side to two grand finals. They won the first Origin series in 8 years against a team full of absolute immortals. Now, you can tell me, yeah, okay, it was just Haynes' best series. You can tell me it was because Cooper Cronk was injured. And I won't push back on you on that. But there is no doubting whatsoever that those halves played a role. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. And you talk to people from that Origin series, just the passion that Josh Reynolds brought to that team, it was a game changer. And that's what he's done at Canterbury for so many years. And there's been incidents. I think there was a knee. There was, you know, there's a lot of gamesmanship in what he does and how he plays. And I don't want him to ever change that. I know that annoys some people sometimes. But same as Jerome Luai, I always think, fuck, just imagine if this guy was on your team, though. If he was willing to do whatever the fuck it took to win for your team, and he did not care what anybody outside of that building thought. That's what Josh Reynolds is like. And it is interesting when you look at Jerome Luai and Josh Reynolds and you think, okay, what's the difference here? Is the difference that Jerome Luai was really, really successful, that he was a little bit more successful than Josh Reynolds? What's the difference? You know, it's an interesting one to consider, but I think Canterbury, I think that, like, when I've watched a lot of their preseason content, whenever I've spoken to anyone who has slightly anything to do with Canterbury, all they talk about when it comes to Josh Reynolds is just the impact he's having just around the locker room, just around training, that passion he brings, just always wanting to go that extra 1% or 2% harder in every single thing that he does. So for me, it didn't shock me in the slightest that he was included in this side. Is he in the top 17 players in this team? I would say almost definitely not. There's going to be guys that are going to miss out on this squad because Josh Reynolds is in it. That, you know what? If you were to do a skill test, or as I said before, and test how fast they are, all this sort of stuff, how fit they are, there will be guys that will do better than Josh Reynolds, but you cannot replicate the absolute ticker that Josh Reynolds has. You cannot replicate how much of a goer this guy is and how important that is to rugby league, especially when you're talking about this club, the Canterbury Bulldogs, known as the Dogs of War. When Canterbury are at their absolute best, they want to get into a dogfight with you every single time. They want to fight for every single bone they can possibly have. You look at, you know, when they won it, but when they won the comp back in the 90s, how tough that your Jimmy Dimmicks, your Dean Pays, these sort of players, tough as nails. You go to the 2004 side, that forward pack, I mean, that's one of the greatest forward packs of all time. You're talking Willie Mason, you're talking Ogre, you're talking Mark O'Mealy, you're talking Sonny Bill Williams. Rennie Matua wasn't in the fucking team. He was on the bench, as was Sonny Bill Williams. I mean, that team was Roy Asatasi, Roy the Boy. That team was stacked. And guy, you know, a guy like Tony Grimaldi, we've spoken about him in the offseason, like tough as nails. Not the most skillful, not the most amazing footballer, but tough as nails will go to the end of the earth with you, the guy that you want in the trenches with you. And Josh Reynolds, he fits exactly what the Canterbury Bulldogs are. And I would say that over the last few years, the Bulldogs, they've lost their identity. I don't think there's any doubting that whatsoever. They're starting to get it back now. And, you know, you hear this saying a lot of the time now, and the Canterbury Bulldogs even used it when they described Josh Reynolds being a dog, being an absolute dog. And Josh Reynolds is exactly that. I look at Matt Burton, he's like that as well. Reed Marnie's like that as well. I love that the DNA that the Canterbury Bulldogs are building once again. I saw a photo the other day of them, of some of the old boys coming back to training. Willie Mason, he's obviously working there. Mark O'Mealy's obviously working there. But then you had Sonny Bill that walked in. You had Willie Tonga that walked in. Bobcat Ryan, who's working there as well. All these guys that were absolute fucking warriors in the blue and white years ago when all these guys were growing up on footy and watching these guys dominate. Now they're all back in the room. Now they're all helping out. Got a guy like Josh Reynolds who bleeds blue and white. Yeah, he might not be the best footballer in the squad. He might be the slowest guy. He might be the unfit. Whatever the fuck, it doesn't matter. He's the sort of guy that before the Canterbury Bulldogs go out to play, you want him in the change room. He's the sort of guy that if you take it easy on a training session, if you turn early before a cone, you're going to get fucking razzed by Josh Reynolds. He is that guy. And that's why Phil Gould has put him in this 30. I actually wouldn't be shocked if he is in the 17 to start the season for that reason, to be honest with you. It wouldn't shock me in the slightest. What position would he play? Wouldn't play 5-8. You got Birdo there. Wouldn't play 9 because you got Reed Marnie there. I think he could be the 14. I wouldn't be surprised to see him come on and play a little bit of 9, a little bit of 13, but I more so think he'll play a little bit of hooker, and I think that you will see Reed Marnie probably still play 65, 70 minutes, but I think Josh Reynolds, he'll come in for little parts of the game. If you have an injury in the halves or something, you can chuck him in there. Injury at hooker, you can chuck him in there. If you have like an injury at fullback, for example, like you can chuck Josh Reynolds somewhere else and maneuver guys around to cover that spot. So he's a good guy to have in your team. I think it's going to take a very early injury in a game or something really bad to happen for him to play huge minutes. I think he'd only be expected to play 20, 25 minutes. But fuck, I guarantee you, if you're sitting on the bench for Canterbury and you're sitting next to that guy waiting to go on the field, he's going to rev you up every single week. And I guarantee you, the last voice you hear before you go on the field, the last bloke to slap your ass before you get on the field, it's going to be Josh Reynolds every single time. And, you know, he might not have all the achievements in the world, but Josh Reynolds is a club legend, an absolute club legend. Could you imagine a world where the Canterbury Bulldogs put on their social media account a picture of Terry Lamb? Terry Lamb, one of the greatest Canterbury Bulldogs of all time, if not the greatest Canterbury Bulldog of all time. I think he's one of the most underrated guys ever, and I would have him as my best Canterbury Bulldog ever. Picture of Terry Lamb and a guy that came into first grade as a utility hooker, half, 5'8", not really sure what he is, jumped around for a long time, left to go to the West Tigers, came back at 33 years old, tried to battle his way through a preseason and managed to get the last spot in the 30. And the Canterbury Bulldogs upload a picture of Terry Lamb and this guy. And that guy is Josh Reynolds. You look on paper at who he is, 33 years old, coming back from the West Tigers, unwanted there, went to England. Didn't do too well over there either. Comes back to the Canterbury Bulldogs, who are now on the rise again. And they go, you know what? we need to instill some of that old DNA, because at the end of the day, you get to the end of this preseason and it's over to the players. The coaches have done all that they can possibly do. It's over to the players now, and all the things that they would have got from your Masons, your O'Mealys, your SBWs, your Tongas, all these sort of guys, Mark O'Mealys, it's all fantastic. But once they step over that white line, and once we get into the regular season, that has to be player driven now. And I think Josh Reynolds is the perfect guy to bring into this squad. You've got these guys in this team. You got six guys that are in their leadership group. You got the two on-field captains. You've got Raymond Faitala Mariner. You've got Josh Adokar, Viliami Kikau, Max King. They're going to lead culture, and they'll be a heap of the voices. But I can guarantee you, as soon as Josh Reynolds opens his mouth, every single person in that room will shut up straight away to listen to what Grubb has to say. I guarantee you, Grubb will be one of the last voices they hear before they run into that change room. Whether he's playing or not, they will have him in that room and he will be vocal. He will always be vocal on this side and he will always have respect at the Canterbury Bulldogs. He could be going like a busted fucking asshole, but he will still be a main voice. He will still be a leader in this side. He might not be part of the leadership squad. He might not be in their best 13. He might not be in their best 17. But you can bet your dick that Josh Reynolds, he's going to be listened to in this Canterbury side, and he's going to inspire these guys, because that's the sort of guy he is. Dogs of War, the Canterbury Bulldogs have been called for a long time. Josh Reynolds, he is a dog of war, and I absolutely love that Phil Gould and Cam Serrato have made this decision to put this guy in this squad. Doesn't matter what he does on the field, I don't give a fuck. It's what he does off the field, and that's what the Canterbury Bulldogs are building back up to.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Never undervalue what a guy can bring via culture. It is incredibly important, and I think that there's a lot of clubs in this competition that could learn a lot from what the Canterbury Bulldogs have just done. I love the direction they're heading in. I think it's unreal, and I think that over the next few years, Canterbury's going to be a serious threat. I think Josh Reynolds probably plays this year, and that's about it. We'll see how he goes. He might have another season in him after that, but I think it's what he's going to instill, and I guarantee you, if this is his last year of first grade, he will be running around next year as an assistant coach, a trainer, something. They will have him around there. He will always be around the Canterbury Bulldogs, because this guy, he is what the Canterbury Bulldogs are about. He is what your Willie Masons, your Mark O'Mealys, these sort of guys were 10 years ago. He is what your Terry Lamb was 20 years ago. He is what Steve Mortimer was 30, 40 years ago. Very, very important to have these guys in your club. And Josh Reynolds, I am so happy to see him back at Canterbury. And I know the Canterbury fans, you guys listening, when he runs out there in his first game this year, you guys are going to go fucking berserk, and I cannot wait to see it. A real hero in our game, Josh Reynolds. Just shows you don't have to be the most talented, the most skillful, but if you're the most passionate, people will always appreciate you and people will always respect you in the greatest game of all, rugby league.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.